verse 9 asks this question, who can say, I have cleansed my heart? Wow. Who can say, I am pure from sin? Answer, nobody. Nobody can say, I got my act together, I cleansed my heart, I made the right call. Jeremiah 13:23 asks this question, can the Ethiopian change his skin? Can the leopard change his spots? The prophet then says, then can you also do good who are accustomed to doing evil? When you look at the biblical diagnosis of the human heart, there's just nothing there that can respond. Desperately wicked. And what proceeds out of that heart is all the sins and iniquities that characterize it. And if you wanted to look biblically at the heart, you could find a lot of other passages on the heart. But let's talk about the mind. What about the mind? If the heart is something deep and the mind is maybe the superficial thinking, if we make any kind of distinction there, what about the mind? I mean, can't we process this stuff and sort of overrule that internal evil? Can't we get our heads together and come up with some sound commitments on our own? Well, Romans 1:28 said, God gave them over to a depraved mind, a reprobate mind. The word basically means a mind that doesn't function. So the unregenerate have none functioning minds insofar as God is concerned. Furthermore, 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, the God of this world has blinded their minds so that the glorious gospel cannot be comprehended. Look at Romans 8 for a moment, and again, this takes us further into the problem. Romans 8, verse 5, those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. Those who are according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. That's how it is. If you're according to the flesh, then your mind is devoted to the flesh. Verse 6 says, the mind set on the flesh is death. There it is. That's characteristic of spiritual deadness. Your mind is set on the flesh. Verse 7, the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God. Listen now. It does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so.